Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game. You versus Katie in a battle of the brains. Find out the answer to the question. What?
Are you smarter than Katie?
Hey, we're trying it out.
Yeah. We're just trying it out.
Just trying it out.
I love it.
See if we like it. Test drive it. Maybe we'll take it back to the lot. Not sure. Tim from Elk Grove, good morning.
Good morning.
You work for a trucking company. Can you say which one?
It's called California Sierra Express. It's a small regional trucking
Don't
company.
Don't say
small
that.
Small for now.
Yes.
We're putting it on the map.
That's right. Some free advertising.
Absolutely.
There you go. What do you do for them exactly?
I'm the operations manager, so I just sit in the office and deal with problems all day.
Manage the operations.
Mm-hmm. So Kevin does all day long, too.
Sure does.
Just to deal with all the problems.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Tim, go ahead and kick Katie out of the studio for us, please.
All right, goodbye, Katie.
Goodbye.
Tim, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. The jackpot is $100. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Gavin, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Question one. Actress Jane Lynch and 80s singer Cyndi Lauper are working together to develop a Golden Girls-style comedy for Netflix. They'll be working with a former writer from Seinfeld on the show. Jane Lynch played Sue Sylvester on what Fox TV show?
Oh, geez.
3 seconds. Three.
Fox TV show.
Two. One.
24.
Question two. Happy birthday to Jimmy Fallon. He's 45 today. Before Jimmy Fallon hosted The Tonight Show, who was the host?
Jay Leno.
Question three. On this day in 1881, President James Garfield died after only serving as president for 4 months. He was shot by an assassin as he boarded a train in New Jersey. What is the capital of New Jersey?
Trenton.
Question four. It was announced that the show Battlestar Galactica will be rebooted for the new NBC streaming service called Peacock by the creator of shows Mr. Robot and Homecoming. On the TV show The Office, Jim Halpert famously impersonated Dwight Schrute by saying blank, blank, and Battlestar Galactica. Fill in the blanks.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
And question five, Post Malone is tonight at the Golden One Center. Let's say you and some of your friends want to go eat dinner at Punch Bowl Social in Doco before the show. And your bill is $125. How much are you leaving on a tip of 20%?
Okay, it's $125, so it'd be $25 for 20%.
Okay.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
Yay!
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! You're being super loud.
We did it. Let's just go home after that.
Fine by
Have
me.
Have a great day, everyone.
All right, listen, if you want to watch a behind the scenes of Are You Smarter Than Katie, we're doing it live right now on our Instagram Live. If you give us a follow at End1065, Katie, you are going for your 291st win today.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
Here we go. Question one. Actress Jane Lynch and 80s singer Cyndi Lauper are working together to develop a Golden Girls-style comedy for Netflix. They'll be working with a former writer from Seinfeld on the show. Jane Lynch played Sue Sylvester on what Fox TV show?
Glee.
Correct. Question two, happy birthday to Jimmy Fallon. He is 45 today. Before Jimmy Fallon hosted The Tonight Show, who was the host?
Jay Leno.
Correct. Question three. On this day in 1881, President James Garfield died after only serving as president for 4 months. He was shot by an assassin as he boarded a train in New Jersey. What is the capital of New Jersey?
Trenton?
Correct.
You had me worried there.
James Garfield was assassinated?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How crazy is that? We had two presidents assassinated in less than 20 years. Hmm. Things must have been pretty scary in America back then.
It was the Wild West.
It took him like 2 months to die, too.
2 months?
Ew. Yeah, he got shot, and then they like couldn't find the bullet, so he like died a very slow, agonizing death.
Oh, my
death.
God.
Yeah. Well, it was back in the day.
They should have gave him lasagna.
Oh, I get it. Garfield.
Yes!
No!
That was great.
No, it wasn't.
Is it too soon? God.
It is too soon.
Oh, man.
You lost it.
Wasn't
you
that
broke,
funny?
You broke Rain's brain.
Sorry. I thought it was pretty funny.
He just can't believe we're making 60-year-old lady humor on. I cut this out of the newspaper for you.
All right.
So lazy. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, could you stop? You can't handle
it. I'll stop.
Okay. Sorry.
What'd I do to him?
All right, okay.
Okay, you're good.
All right. It was announced that the show Battlestar Galactica will be rebooted for the new NBC streaming service called Peacock.
Oh, thank God.
By the creator of shows Mr. Robot. Okay.
Shake your sillies out.
I can't. Mr. Robot in Homecoming. On the TV show The Office, Jim Halpert famously impersonated Dwight Schrute by saying blank, blank, and Battlestar Galactica. Fill in the blanks.
Beats, Bears, Battlestar Galactica.
That is correct. And question five. Post Malone is tonight at the Golden One Center. Let's say you and some friends want to go eat dinner at Punch Bowl Social before the show in Doco, and your bill is $125. How much are you leaving on a tip of 20%?
Oh, boy.
What's going to happen now?
Okay. Oh, my God. 20% of that, huh?
All she's done so far is write down 125.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm going to say it is $38.
Not even close.
$25.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Okay, I wouldn't say it's not even close. It's not that far.
By the way, a lot of people are texting in saying, you're wrong, Rain.
About what?
Conan O'Brien was the host of The Tonight Show. Tell him the truth.
The truth is, that was Jay Leno's second tenure on The Tonight Show because they fired Conan O'Brien and brought Jay Leno back.
How do you guys not remember that shadiness?
Less than a year, Conan O'Brien was the host of The Tonight Show until they were like, you know what, let's bring Jay Leno back.
That was so weird.
Yeah. All right, well, that means today's final score is Tim 4, Katie 4. It's a tie.
Wow.
It's a tie!
Wow.
Oh, man.
Man, if I could do percentages, I would have gone for 5.
Close. You'll get it.
Well.
Keep working on it.
I am.
You know what I'll do?
Do not.
Okay.
Feed you lasagna.
Okay.
We'll add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. Her record, 291 wins and 55 losses. Tim, I am sorry, but go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
I'm at least equally smart as Katie. Technically, she's smarter today.
That's not saying much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.